Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You're going to like this one. We've had a pretty good show so far today. First hour, we got into DNA and the solving of the Jack the Ripper case, which absolutely astonishes the both of us. The second hour, we talked about aspirin and the other stuff you do for your own personal health, like maybe being a vegetarian, something like that. But this hour, I think you're really going to like as well. And this one, David, revolves around, shall we say, interpersonal relationships and politics. And there's a certain very famous couple in Washington, and I really don't see how people can be together under the circumstances.
Well, really, the last advisor standing to Donald Trump since, well, he made the main shakeup when Manafort left was Kellyanne Conway. She brought in, it was Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's long gone. Kellyanne Conway is, you know, stood the course of time for not only the campaign, but post-convention all the way through the presidency. Her husband is George Conway. He's an alleged conservative, but he is an attorney, and he's a mover and a shaker in Washington, D.C. He is a never-Trumper, no doubt about it. Now, why he's that way, who knows? But it's Kellyanne Conway's husband who's going on Twitter every single day and just trashing President Trump. Well, finally, President Trump, there seems to have been some sort of peace agreement made between Kellyanne Conway and President Trump. That is over because yesterday the campaign for Trump 2020 and the president himself have called out George Conway as a loser and have mentioned that he is jealous of his wife, that he has asked for a job and was denied, and they're going full barrel against George Conway on Twitter. Conway comes back and says Trump is a mental disorder and is a danger to the president. But Kellyanne Conway has no comment, no comment. How do you exist when your boss, your work, your livelihood is predicated on one person and your spouse hates that person? How do you live your life? It's got to be the most
complicated. You tell your spouse to STFU as long as you're working for the guy and as long as you represent the president of the United States.
I mean, your career is definitely going to be benefited by working for the president of the United States. Why would you put your wife in a position where she would lose her job, lose her all of her ambition to be this close to the president? Why would you do that? Because it's just, to me, the ultimate, he's a selfish.
I was just going to say, a very, very selfish individual. This guy is a total, can we say the word that we like to say a lot? He's a narcissist.
Yeah, there's problems there. But I ask the question out there, has this happened in your life where you've had a significant other?
Or a kid.
Or someone just cause problems for you, whether it's your belief system or your job? I mean, your job should be paramount. I mean, people start coming after people's livelihoods. You know, that's never going to end well.
Well, this is radio. It happens every day.
Well, true, but
I mean, this is a little bit weird because you got to understand.
But if it was your significant other that was doing it, going after your
she would
boss,
no longer be my significant other.
That would be horrible. I mean, that should. There are very few things that could break a marriage up. It would be, this is my life's dream.
Right.
And you are absolutely sabotaging it in the most public way. It's not like you're doing it behind the scenes, having little coffees with Tim Wenger. You know, you're going out there and tweeting that these guys are horrible people. You shouldn't have anything to do with them.
Right. Putting it out in a public forum. I mean, if I was Kellyanne Conway, I'd consider divorce. I mean, I'm not sure about the relationship status, but it cannot be. I mean, let's put it this way. Do you think it can be a healthy relationship when Kellyanne Conway has this position that she does and is so visible as part of the Trump organization and her husband is just taking every opportunity he can to trash President Trump? I mean, does that sound like a healthy relationship to you?
It
doesn't to me. It sounds like a very dysfunctional relationship, and I think they ought to get divorced.
Listen, you know, was it Mary Madeline married the alien.
Carville. James Carville. He was a shape-shifting gray alien. You're correct.
But they see the world differently, but they've never intruded. When she was working for, you know, Bush, Carville stayed out. When Carville was working with the Clintons, she stayed out. There was some sort of normalcy in that relationship that you could disagree with your spouse. But when they're involved in, this is your job. It's not like Kellyanne Conway is a strategist for the Republican Party going on Fox News. She's defending the president. She works as a close advisor. And this guy's basically saying, what does it say about her that she's working for this madman, according to George Conway?
Well, like you said before, the guy, in my opinion, is absolutely selfish. And I would say the same thing if this was an Obama presidency. And you had a woman working for Obama who was all about Obama, and you had a guy who couldn't keep his mouth shut about Obama and how horrible he was and how many people he was letting into the country illegally. I mean, I'm sorry, but that fundamentally, that is a flawed relationship, I think. I cannot imagine staying with somebody who would be willing to put me in the crosshairs like that. I mean, what George is doing is throwing Kellyanne under the bus, basically, throwing his own wife under the bus. How ridiculous is that? You're supposed to be one body, one flesh when you're married, right?
Right.
So at least put that stuff, if you want to say something like Donald Trump is crazy, Donald Trump is, you know, mentally incapacitated, you know, that's fine. But say it to Kellyanne Conway in the privacy of your own home. Don't take it to Twitter.
It doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't. So, all right, our question to you is, what happens when political beliefs collide in your family? It could be your spouse. It could be a child. Now, children, of course, they're going to change. They're going to go through many phases before they stabilize and they hit their actual political belief system. And a lot of people go through a lot of changes because I don't think he believes me, but I'm going to say that the Phil Kennedy of 2019 will not be the Phil Kennedy of 2029. No, I don't think he's going to be the Phil Kennedy of 2029 because life changes attitudes, experience changes attitudes. Sometimes people start out conservative and end up as lefties. Sometimes people start out as lefties and end up as conservatives. I mean, that's all part of the normal aging and maturing process. But have politics driven a wedge in your relationship, in your marriage, in your relationship with your kids, especially over the past few years where it has gotten absolutely toxic out there? 803-0930 is the phone number. I mean, when you're being trolled by your own husband or wife, that's a problem, I think. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Again, 803-0930 is the landline number, 803-0930, and star 930, the telephone number at News Radio 930 WBEN.
Look, if I am down to, I've always wanted to play for the Buffalo Bills, right? As a kid, that's my number one dream. I want to be a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. And I go to UB and I get the opportunity to be drafted by the Buffalo Bills. And I get into a relationship or have a friend or a brother, sister, mom, dad, whoever. And on draft day, they come out and just destroy the city of Buffalo. Talk about how horrible the Bills are as a franchise. I don't ever want my son to go there. You know, like a Lonzo Ball situation where his dad is just, you know, eviscerating everyone connected to his son and really eliminating the amount of teams that your son could play for without being showing that you're going to bring drama. An employer doesn't want drama. They don't want to hire someone, invest in someone that every day they've got to worry about going on Facebook, going on Twitter,
right,
and seeing that you're throwing everyone under the bus. No one wants to work with you in that environment. How can you that if there's any grounds for divorce in any state, that I believe is along the lines of any other reason to get divorced.
Well, you know what? Submarining your spouse's hopes and dreams and career, I do think is a valid excuse to get divorced. Because it shows it shows total contempt, it shows total disrespect, and it shows a classlessness, and I don't know why Kellyanne would want to be connected to it.
I don't know why she would want to be connected to it, but you also have children. You know, it's a horrible example to set for your children. If you're in love with someone and they support, you know, Joseph Stalin, you have to be like, listen, I really wish you didn't do that, but I understand that's your belief structure. That's part of the relationship. You both see the world the same way. If you don't, when you go into the relationship, you have to know that you see the world differently. But if you're politically active, you're going to pick up candidates that are probably, you know, that you don't see eye to eye with. I don't know why you would do that. I just, it really shows you that this guy's a, not a, to me, that's a, not a likable person. It's not someone that I have a tremendous amount of respect for.
Well, it makes me wonder why she would stay with him when there are so many options available for her.
No, and the other thing is that, like, you know, no offense to the guy, but he's, you know, looks like a second cousin to Jabba the Hutt. I mean, he's not exactly a like winner in any way. But he's a gross-looking dude. I mean, he's got the double wobble chin, and he's just like looks like a largemouth bass.
Billy Bass on the wall.
Billy Bass. That's what George.
Take me to the river.
Yeah, but he's just what a creep. It's just a nasty thing to do.
I think so too. So is it possible? Is it possible for a husband and wife to have totally diametrically opposed views, let's say, on Donald Trump or politics in general, and continue to have a happy marriage? Do you think what Kellyanne Conway's husband is doing is absolutely classless and disreputable? And frankly, I do. I don't care if he hates Donald Trump and thinks Donald Trump is Satan. Dude, your wife works for Donald Trump. Your wife is kind of the face of Donald Trump in many occasions. So no matter what you might feel, put your ego on hold, put your opinions on hold, and say nothing. If you can't say something nice in a situation like that, say absolutely nothing. But you certainly don't try to submarine your wife's career and her boss's career because you have an issue with the boss. I mean, it seems to me that your marriage ought to be your first priority, and respecting the person to whom you're married ought to be the first priority. I mean, it's been a while since I've been married, but I think those are the basics. So, David, there's the spouse issue, and there also is the issue with children, because, you know, let's face it, a lot of times kids don't want to think the same way as their mom and dad. A lot of times teenagers or young adults in particular, you know, they want their independence. They want their thought independence. They want to be different than mom and dad. They don't want their parents to define them. Every now and again, you get kids who are in lockstep with their parents. And I've said this a million times, but whenever I would talk politics with my kids, I would always preface and end every discussion with, look, you don't have to think the same way I think. You don't have to agree with me. I'm just telling you the way I see the world. I'm telling you what my analysis is, but you are more than free to make up your own minds on things, and it certainly isn't going to affect my love for you one way or the other.
You know, yeah, I you're right. That's the right way to do it. But there are times that I have to reinforce that, yes, you are free to think whatever way you want, but you got to defend it. I don't want to hear you quote something from YouTube. I don't want to hear you quote what you heard on the news. I want you to be able to identify why you believe what you believe and open yourself up to let your old man criticize the fact that that doesn't make any sense. Well, I think it's good to challenge kids like that.
Let's get some calls on and find out how our audience deals with these undisciplined revolutionary children we've squirted out of ourselves. And here is Kevin in Pendleton on WBEN. Kevin, you're on. Hello.
Yeah, I have that issue with, I would say, my entire family. You know, like at Christmas and stuff, they give me stuff like a countdown calendar when Trump will be out of office and stuff like that. I take it in good stride, you know, but, you know, I just, you know, I kind of wonder sometimes if I was adopted or something, you know, and how can they clearly see what's going on? I mean, if I ran for local office, I know they'll vote for me, although we hold much different views, you know, our world views are totally different, and that I just can't understand, you know, but I guess blood is thicker than water.
How did that actually come to be? I mean, I've kind of got it lucky in my family. That's a stress that I don't happen to have.
And I'm still trying to find that out. Maybe we may solve one of the many mysteries in life, too, if I find that, you know, find that out. But, like, I have an uncle I love dearly, you know, like a dad. And, you know, and he's always given me good advice through the years and stuff and all that. And even, you know, while I was, you know, trying to run for local office and stuff. And once he made a comment that I and Donald Trump have something in common, but we have a major difference between us, that I had more integrity or something like that. And I just took it in good stride, you know. But it's kind of tough, man. It's tough when, you know, you know it's a waste of time trying to tell these people, you know. I mean, not these people, but your family members that... look, just open your eyes and do your research, you know, and stop voting for someone who sounds like you or looks like you or you know, and stuff like that. It's tough, you know. But you just gotta, you know, just go with the flow. But it's tough, you know. And I worried about my kid because, you know, in college, you know, you do your best with your children, but they have their own minds. And as you said earlier, or David or Tom, you said it, that after a while they may, you know, come to their senses, you know, because you know, they're from you, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, the famous quote, and I'm not even sure if he actually said it or if this is one of those spurious quotes that has just come up time after time, but, you know, it's attributed to Churchill that somebody who's not a liberal in their early ages it has no heart. Somebody who's not a conservative as they get older has no brain.
Yeah, but, you know, look at, Murdoch, a guy who, you know, who had started Fox News, of what I understand. He retired and passed it over to his kids. And you kind of wonder, what the heck, you know? But I think, you know what, I think we have to blame our current society because this generation right now is the, you know, they have this entitlement, you know, mentality and so on. And as much as, you know, like Murdoch, for example, I'm sure he must have passed something on to his kids. And look at where Fox News is right now, you know? I mean, it's crazy, man. But anyway, good topic, man. It's a very good topic.
All right, Kevin. Spoken like a true Jamaican. And I love it. Thank you so much.
Yaman.
Yaman. All right. Thank you so much, Kevin, in Pendleton on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The dynamic duo is back.
Look at both of us. We're like Greek gods.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia on WBEN.
That's from the show Shameless, and yeah, Frank Gallagher is kind of a role model to me. Thank you. It's all part of the deviant behavior. It is 5:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN, 41 degrees right now in Buffalo. So can you possibly have a marriage or relationship if you think that Donald Trump is the greatest president in the history of the United States and the person you are with absolutely hates Donald Trump, went out and bought a vagina hat, and just can't stand Donald Trump? How in the world are you going to have a happy relationship? I honestly do not see how that is even possible. This is something that, you really need to know your potential spouse's political views before you even think about spending the rest of your life with them.
Opposites attract. But the case here is that if this is your livelihood, it's totally different.
In the case of Kellyanne Conway and her husband is trashing President Trump while Kellyanne Conway, his wife, is busy defending President Trump. How does that relationship work? I don't see it does.
I could see you hanging out with a liberal, having fun. The relationship is great. They're a great mom to your kids. They're, you know, you love each other. That's awesome. But you cannot love someone and attack what they do for a living every single day. That can't be what you're known for. Like, what are you known for? Oh, I trash my husband's boss and everything he does every day. I mean, that's the worst thing in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, if Mrs. Nerd said those things about this show, she would cease to be Mrs. Nerd. End of story.
She does. She just doesn't know on Twitter. There's a huge difference. It's never personal. No, but seriously, when you're doing it publicly, that's just like way too far. I really feel bad for her, and I feel bad for her family. I think it's just ridiculous.
Oh, Kevin reminds us it's Trinidad, not Jamaica. I always forget that, Kevin. My apologies. I can't keep my Caribbean island separated. I do apologize. At least I didn't say Antigua. So there's that going for you, or Turks and Caicos. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Rambo Jim, North Tonawanda. Rambo Jim, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, guys, you know, you're talking about Kellyanne Conway's husband. To guys who aspire to positions of power and then the female is in the spotlight, they cannot handle that. Their ego and their pride and their ambition will not allow that, and there's just, you know, there's going to be problems. You know, and sometimes, just this afternoon, I went over to eat lunch, and there's this chick in the bar. She's telling me and the bartender everything you would ever possibly want to know about the subject of beer. And the bartender's looking at me like, what are we going to do with her? You know? Isn't beer supposed to be a guy thing?
I think beer is one of the great universals of the human existence. I'm not a big beer fan myself, but it seems to bring people together.
Yeah, she was like telling telling us about brewing it, and this beer tastes like this, and this beer. She was like the encyclopedia of beer, and I was thinking, like, I thought me and the bartender were supposed to be the experts about beer, not her.
So now, relate this to politics and disagreeing with somebody politically.
I don't think you can do it.
Way, and it's worse for guys who aspire to power, because the woman is in the spotlight. She's got the authority. She's got the say-so. People are listening to her, not you. And her husband just obviously can't handle that, and he wants to horn in and get in on the spotlight. And it's just a natural clash there, his ego, you know?
So if you're Kellyanne Conway or you are the husband in a similar situation, what do you do? I mean, look, I think the guy ought to keep his mouth shut as long as his wife is in the employ of the White House and representing Donald Trump. But if he is egotistically unable to do that, unable to swallow his pride and recognize that his wife has outlapped him in terms of her political success and her occupational success, well, you know what? He's going to have to be a big boy, suck it up, and deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. But for a man who aspires to power, that just grates and grates and grates on him. Guys like us, we can handle it a little better. We sort of just accepted the fact that she was the authority on the subject of beer.
I found it odd that Tom, in referring to Mr. Conway, said he needs to keep his mouth shut and swallow. And those are two things that George Conway has a very hard time stopping.
Indeed.
Because he's a very fat man.
That, and, you know, like I said, the guy...
He's sad. No, he's a sad guy. And the idea that you would go out and attack, you know, not only... You're making... When you say that your boss is mentally unstable, you're basically saying my wife works for a crazy guy.
Yep.
As if another guy was elected president, your wife naturally would be working for him because she's so fantastically talented. That's not the case here. She works for Trump because Trump and her, they have a relationship. He trusts her. That doesn't mean that Kamala Harris gets elected president, she's not hiring Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway's done after this. This is her president. This is who she's working for. Very few people get the opportunity to work for a second president, let alone one.
Yeah, she's.
But if she worked at Golden Corral, he would think she was the greatest person in the world.
The fondue for the chocolate fountain?
Exactly.
You know, threat. See, the woman becomes a threat.
See, that's so stupid. I mean, I'm sorry, but that is... I wasn't raised that way. You weren't raised that way.
No, I mean...
I mean, I want to be with somebody who's successful. I want to be with somebody who, you know, is known to be an able spokesperson or an able individual at the job.
Yeah, sometimes you have to step back from the situation and say, well, maybe she does know more about this subject than I know, and accept it and let it go, but... He doesn't sound like the kind of guy that can do that.
Hey, somebody with power and something on the ball, that's a great aphrodisiac for me. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
oh,
you.
Something weird just happened.
That was kind of weird. All right. Rambo weird. Jim, thank you for the call, sir.
You know what I'm thinking?
No, I know what you're thinking. Goodbye. I know. I've known Rambo Jim long enough to know exactly what he's thinking. He didn't even have to say it. It was just one of those unspoken commonalities.
Yeah, that really was.
All right, synchronicity. Hello. All right, here's Dan in Niagara. Dan, welcome to the show. You're on WBEN. Disregard the last part of the show.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
I just wanted to say I'm in the dating game currently, and I just started trying online dating.
And how's Grindr working out for you?
Not so well.
Oh.
Not Grindr. I've taken a couple. And it's amazing to me the amount of girls almost into their early 30s. And I'm in my 20s, so it's not particularly where I'm looking, but I still see their profiles. And almost all of them, if it says liberal, one of the other things it says is if you voted for Trump, if you hunt or fish. Basically, if you're a man, don't bother.
Well, you know the woman that's not for you.
Oh, it's most...
But why would you say that, though? I mean, it's so... To me, it's so ignorant to just say, you know, if you voted for whoever, I don't want to talk to you. I mean, that just... You're cutting off an entire... It'd be like saying if you're black, I don't want to date you. Or if you're... a Catholic, I don't want to date you. I mean, the whole point of this generation is they're supposed to be open and tolerant. And yet, if you voted for someone or you see the world a different way, you're off limits. I don't want to even
I disagree. I don't think that's the basis of a good relationship. I actually am glad that these women are saying, if you voted for Trump, I have no interest in you, because I don't know about you, Dan, but that would just take them right out of the running anyway. I mean, I know I'm not going to be happy with them. They're certainly not going to be happy with me.
Oh, I completely agree.
But do you know how many people change over a course of a relationship? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, look at how many people are Patriots fans. They marry a Bills fan, and guess what? They've got season tickets 5 years later.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm in college. I can't tell you how many girls that I knew I shoot. I can't tell you how many.
Oh, my God. How many did you shoot? What's wrong with you?
I took them down to the range.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant you shot girls in college. I was like, we're going to have to trace this call.
Charles Whitman back from the dead.
I was like, what just happened? I'm sorry. Keep going, dude.
Yeah, it was amazing how quickly that changes once you get them, you know, to a shooting range and take that thing that they're totally afraid of, get them normalized with it, and then suddenly, oh, it's a lot of fun. Can I go again?
Yep.
But right now, you don't even get the chance. It's just, oh, you're conservative. You must be Satan.
Well, but again, they're doing you a favor by truth in advertising, because I'm guessing, Dan, that you have about as much interest in somebody who voted for Hillary Clinton as I would.
Oh, you're completely right. It just amazes me that it's that blatant. And I mean, not all of them are, some of them are Trump, but like there's other ones that say, you know, well, if you hunt or fish, don't bother. Like,
What are some of the other disqualifiers that are real big in this dating site you're with?
Trapping?
No, It's just across the board, but it's an age group that seems to be more particular than anything else.
I don't think Tom would be into a hunter fisher person anyway.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, not if he was a dude, no.
No, but I'm saying if someone came out and said, Tom, you know what I'm really into? My hobbies? I'm into hunting and fishing. You're not against hunting and fishing, but you're not exactly looking for those characteristics.
No, it's going to be a mismatch.
Exactly.
It ain't going to work.
And if someone said, I'm into restoring old Model T Fords, you're going to say, that's an interesting hobby, but that's not a huge thing that I'm into.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that she's not going to be a wonderful person that you can find other similarities with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, she's got things that she does, and she does by herself, and I've got things that I do by and I've got things that I certainly do alone by myself. Oh, my God, what just happened again? But, you know, I mean, you're never going to be 100%. I mean, you're not going to end up marrying or being with yourself, but it is my opinion that the more commonality you have, the better long-term success the relationship is going to see.
Yeah, but opposites attract.
I don't see. I really don't believe that, because, you know, some of the worst relationships I've ever been in have been those relationships where it was opposite way back in the younger days.
Yeah, I don't know. But one of the other things, too, is just because it's something you do doesn't mean it revolves around your world. But
well, I mean, there are some people, like, for example, I mean, obviously, I enjoy firearms and have had them for many, many years. Okay. Not everybody is going to be into firearms, but as long as they don't mind that I'm going to go target shooting, that's fine. But I would much rather have somebody with whom I can go target shooting.
Dan, here's what I'm going to tell you. Don't limit anything to politics, because people change over time. Children change people. Marriages change people. Jobs. Money changes people. The way you look at the world is completely different when you start having a little bit more skin in the game. I think it's you need to look at everyone open, and people that shut off or close the door, I think it's premature.
Well,
wouldn't be the first time.
With anybody, see if you have a good time. If not, have a nice life.
Right, but there's a lot of Obama liberal supporters out there that are great people.
I wouldn't want to be married to one.
But you know what? It doesn't mean that they're not going to see the world differently after they hang out with someone that maybe shows them a different side of the world.
Well, Dan, I guess what this is all going to is one word, prenup. That's what this is all heading toward. Dan, thank you so much for the call.
No problem, guys.
And good luck out there. You sound like a great guy, and I'm sure you'll find a wonderful lady.
Before we go to the next caller, Elizabeth Warren gave a town hall meeting yesterday on CNN, and she made this hand gesture. Do you think maybe she regrets that?
Oh my! It's yeah.
Yeah, that was a little unfortunate.
It was.
You think if Donald Trump did that, that would be front page news?
The anywhere? Hand gesture is the. Just say it's a closed.
Two hands.
Two handed. It looks like okay. I'm going to be very delicate. I'm going to be delicate about this. It looks like she is simulating manual manipulation of a male. Am I correct?
It's horrible. Horrible. I mean, I'm just saying, if Donald Trump had done that, that would be the topic of everyone's...
The headline would be...
Headline would be...
Jerk.
What is he doing?
That would be the headline. Jerk in the New York Daily News. Okay, let's go to Brenda on WBEN. Brenda, you are on. Thanks for holding. Your turn.
Okay, yes. I believe that the marriage could still last. As far as I'm concerned, he's only in office. How many years? Four
more.
Why would you destroy your marriage behind that?
Allow me to retort, because if I can't trust my spouse to be a team with me and be on the same team with me at least for a few years, that's a problem.
Brenda, have you worked for people that you didn't like?
Yes, I have. I've worked for people that I didn't like. I have relatives that actually, and I'm an African-American, that actually voted for Trump. However, we don't talk politics.
No, but what I'm saying, though, is that if you had a person that you worked for that you didn't like, but you made the choice to stay at that job, for whatever reason you made the choice to stay at that job, and then your significant other is trying to undermine you and say what a fool your boss is, that doesn't make life easier for you. How could I love you and be in a relationship with you if I'm making things more difficult for you to do what you want to do with your job?
Well, you know what? If my significant other actually said that, I would tell him, then hand me more money.
Amen. Seriously, if you're going to cause me from making a living, then you better make twice the living.
Right. If I have to go out and work because you're not making enough, then, you know, find some more money somewhere.
Right, because you're making it impossible for me to bring money home because you've ruined my job.
Right.
Good point.
No, that's an excellent point. The other thing, too, is that there's other things they can do outside. You know, like, have you ever had a significant other show up to your workplace and cause scenes? That doesn't help you with...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you. Oh, yes. He did that one time. And when I blasted his behind, he didn't do it again. Because I told him, just like you come to my place and set up stuff, I can also come to yours.
Yeah. You don't want... I'm telling you, that it's drama. Nobody wants to hire someone with all this drama. Like, hey, if you hire me, I'll be a great employee. And my significant other is unstable. And we'll come here at any time and start firing donuts at people.
And I also wanted to tell Tom Bowerly, I know you mentioned the thing about guns.
Yes.
I can tell you another thing about, I'm a daughter of a gun owner. But sometimes, all I'm going to say is this. You can have your gun. I don't like guns because I've seen the other side of how it can work. But the minute you use that gun and say, okay, I'll use your example. If you don't quit your job, I'm going to go up there and blow your brains out.
Well, that sounds like a bad relationship on the get-go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, I've seen...
Would you ever date a Trump supporter or a conservative?
Oh, yeah, that's the sexy part.
Now, would you date a person that was, like, part of Antifa or part of, like, some radical group?
No,
see, I mean, radical to me is a non-stop. You know, you can date a person that's a different ethnicity, different religion, but if they're a radical, that's not going to be for a good, happy marriage.
No.
You can't have your boyfriend or husband on a no-fly list. That's always going to
exactly.
end in tears.
Brenda, we are so grateful for your call, but we must move on, and thank you for calling. We hope you'll do it again.
You. Hey, you want to go to Florida this spring break? Sorry, I can't get to the airport. You know the way it is, babe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.